to Daf Nun Hey Amid Beis on the bottom of the page, where it begins with Vahodit Nan. But Nadala Beis, sorry. Five lines on the bottom. Okay. So we're learning how we know different things that it applies to maternal and paternal. Vahodit Nan, we learned the following case. Okay, hold cup. What happened was a guy was married to five women. What do you mean five women? He married, first he was married to a woman. We'll call her Rachel. Amruloi, they told her, Meisa Ishtacha, your wife died. News, what did he do? V'nasa Choysa Mevia. He married her paternal father. So she married Leah, who she... Sister, sorry. Well, didn't marry father, yeah, you're right.
I mean, anything's possible these days, but I thought then they were a bit more marked.
So he married Leah, who was the sister, shared a common father with Rachel. Fine, if you're allowed to. Then he was told that Mesa, she also died. He's on a roll, this guy. So what did he do? The Nasab Achoisa. So now, it's easy to just come Alabez Gimel Dalz. So now Gimel, he married Gimel, who was a sister of Bez on the mother's side. No relation to Aleph. Absolutely no relation. Different mothers, different fathers. So Bez was the sister of Aleph on the father's side and the sister of Gimel on the mother's side. Okay. Then suddenly he found out Mesa. Yeah. Then he found out that Gimel died. Mesa, she also died. They're all dying like flies. So what did he do? He loves his family. So Venasa Achoisovi, he then married Dalid. Yeah, but it doesn't go the other way around.
There must be a country state where there was mainly one big family there.
Venasa, he then married Achoisovi. He then married Dalid, who was Gimel's sister on the father's side, who Dalit had no relation to Beis or Aleph.
So everyone was from second marriages.
I mean, and keeps on moving down, moving out. Everyone's married, everyone's mothers and fathers are married different times.
That's what I'm saying.
Then Mesa Dalit died. The Nosa Chosimimah. So then he married Hay, and Hay was a sister of Dalit on the mother's side. So, you see what's happening here? So, Aleph was related to Beis. Beis related to Aleph and Gimel. Gimel was related to Beis and to Dalit. Dal was related to Gimel and to Hay, but Hay was not related to Gimel, and Dal was not related to Beis.
So from start to finish, there's a gap. There's no connection.
Every single one of them is separate from is one before.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, then what happened was, all of a sudden, all five wives appeared. All dead women came back
really
to life. Somebody spread false rumors and tried to hurt him, so he relied on it and he married. What happens now? So here's what you think. Since when he married Beis, it wasn't a valid marriage because Aleph was still alive. So Beis, nothing happened. If Beis, nothing happened to Beis, then Gimel is a perfect marriage because Gimel is not related to Aleph. He's not related to Aleph. Gimel is related to Beis, but you never got married to Beis because Beis is related to Aleph. So you're married to Aleph and Gimel. Dalit, you're not married to because Dalit was a sister of Gimel, so nothing happened there. But hey, you are married to because you're not related to it. So you're related to Aleph, Gimel, hey.
You finished up with three wives.
Three wives, that's right. You thought you'll have one wife, now you have three wives. But it's Alo Gimel Hey. So what happened was, Mutte Bereshainu Veshlishi Vechamishis, you're Mutte in the first, third, and fifth, Upoitre Tzereseyen, and if a brother, if you die, a brother can give you marry one of them, and partners all the other three, the other two, if he dies. Now, eventually dies, yeah. Three women that's left with, and if one of you dies, then yeah.
Three legal ones.
The osa b'shniya b'neviyis. So if you give a chalitza to number one, number three, number five, they're all free. But the osa,
the two possible ones,
nothing happens.
No, the kiddushin is not toifus.
Nothing happens. It's nus.
And what about
nothing? Mutter to kain everything. Mutter to kain. There's no ksuba. It's a mekar tos.
So he wrote a document.
Mekar tos. All things based on a false premise. But osa b'shniya b'neviyis. He's forbidden with the second and the fourth. The AB Akhapatezer Osa. And if you have a relation with the second, the fourth doesn't have part of the other one because they're not related at all to the other, to the first number 135. The Imbo Alashniya La Achamisa Zarishaina. But what happens if the first one, Taka, died? Before he married the second one, the first one died. Then it works out the other way around. Then number two, number four are the only kosher wives, and three and five are not. If when he married Beis, Aleph Taka died. So then Beis was a valid Kiddushin. Gimel was not a valid Kiddushin because Gimel was a sister of Beis. Dalit was, and Hay wasn't. So then he's married to Beis and Dalit. The Ain B is Achim, but there's a Rosam. Doesn't pass it to other ones. In bala shniya lachem is a shayin mutter b'shniya or viya so poitel zayin. But also b'shniya chamisha. Now you also the third and fifth. Alma, what is he from all this? What do we see from all this? That we went through every possibility, we exhausted all the possibilities. Sisters on the mother's side, sisters on the father's side. So we see from it clearly that the Isra, Alma, the Isra of Achais Ishtai, the sister of your wife, makes no difference whether the sister is on the common father or the common mother. That's what we want to bring out from it. Bein mina of, bein mina aim, asur the asur. So finish yourself the fragim. And how do you know that? How do you know that it makes no difference if it's on the father's side or the mother's side? Yalav, learn Achais of your sister. Ma Achaisai, just like your sister, bein mina of, bein mina aim, just like your sister makes no difference on the father's side. On the mother's side, your sister is also too. Avkan bein mina of, bein mina aim. It also makes no difference if the sister, the wife's sister is your father's mother's side. Fredi Bona, how do you know to learn? You're comparing your wife's sister to your own sister. Wife's sister's through marriage. Maybe she can compare it to your aunt, to your father's brother's wife. And over there, it's only on the paternal side. Not the maternal side. But leilav mededosef for your father's brother's wife, which is your aunt. Mededosef mina of, bein mina aim. Davka on the father's side. I've come in of only if your paternal parent, paternal share common father, but let me name. How do you know which way to go? So the chayim is tabra, makes more sense. Ma'achoyse habalim, from your own sister you should learn. She can crave atzma, it's your own generation. Mekreve atzma, you should learn your wife's sister from your sister, it's your own generation. Not from your wife's sister, from your uncle's wife, which is a generation before. That's through your father. From your aunt because it came through marriage. She came your wife's sister is also only through marriage. Your uncle's wife is also only through marriage. They're very similar. And your sister, something was natural. So maybe you should learn from your aunt. Ella, you're right. You can't learn from your sister. You know how we know that your wife's sister is usher. Whether they share common father, mother, from your brother's wife. When we say that your brother's wife is usher, it makes no difference. Your brother's wife is your brother, if your brother is on your father's side or your mother's side. The Shekane Dover Agdushin, here you have two things. Shekane Dover Agdushin, your brother's wife came through marriage, wasn't natural, and it's in your generation. With Kreve Atzma, your generation. And therefore, you learn your wife's sister, same thing, through marriage to your wife, and it's your generation. Freddy Gemara of Age Lagufin, who told you that your brother's wife is on his side paternal, side maternal? Maybe your brother's wife, Guf, is also only on the paternal side. The Tanya, we learned in the Pasuk, it says, but I said, Ervas Eishes Ochicha. Don't reveal the wife of your brother, and then it adds erva zechichi. Now, bein mina of, bein mina aim, we dashin, doesn't make a difference if your brother or your father's side, your mother's side. Ato aimer bein mina of bein aim. How do you know? Oy ain't el mina of, let me name. Maybe only your father's side.
Yudinu.
And in fact, it makes sense. Chayiv kan chayiv. Who chayiv kan? The chayiv b'choisim. Your chayiv here and your chayiv sister. It makes sense to say that say your father's side, say your mother's side. You could be comparing your wife, your brother's wife, to your sister. Could both the same generation. Ma'achoy, she's your sister. May me not be name. Make something your father and mother. I've can't. So too, your brother's wife. May me not be name. How do you know? Oy, maybe go the other way. Chayiv can, the chayiv does, your chayiv and your aunt. Mother does say your father's brother's wife. Mean her of is only if your father's brother is your father's side. Let me name. I've can't, mean, oh, let me name. Neither let me name. What's more comparable, your brother's wife, to your sister? Or to your aunt. Dunin kreve atzma me kreve atzma. You should learn the same generation, your brother's wife from your sister. Don't bring in your aunt, she kreve of. Don't bring in your aunt, that's a relative generation.
So the whole meaning of this people, you've got an almana who didn't bear children. It's a brother, so there's an end of a Yerusha here, right?
Yeah.
So those two brothers, Yash, and only if they had the common father, if their brothers.
That's how we learned before. If it's before, if the Hakim Shem Rachim, yeah.
If brother from mother, is there any of Yibum them?
Yeah.
Makayim Shmoy.
Yeah. There's no mitzvah Yibum if you only have a Shkala mother.
Sorry?
There's no yitzav mitzav yibam, only a kam mother. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. It's all to do with
why the that's not chavdal. Why the mother here doesn't bring that down at all? Because they're talking about Yerusha, only those mishpachas of. Mm. I don't know why. You know, I'm looking at the shrine, they don't bring it down. Something's missing. We'll bring other psukim. No, but the Gemara wants to know, how do you know your brother's wife? And, you know, we're going through the whole pulpit, and nobody's going to bring Lachim Shemach, bring other drushes. Yeah. I don't know why.
So then, that statement we made in the top of the page.
Now we're still trying to learn it out. So we say we learn out Achais Ishtai from Eishes Och. Just like over there, no difference. We're not talking about the mitzvah of Yibam right now. We're not talking about the mitzvah of Yibam. We're talking about the Isser of Eishes Och. We're not talking about the mitzvah of Yibam yet. We still don't know. You want to say you learn from your sister, maybe go the following way. Your wife, your aunt is through Kedushin, and your brother's wife is Kedushin. Don't bring your sister. She's a Bamelev. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, the Pasuk says, when it says Ervas, it concludes Ervas, Erv, your brother. Bain mina obinem, your brother is whether your father, whether your father's on your mother's side.
It was whether your brother's from a common father, your brother.
Exactly.
From a common brother.
A brother is your brother. That's what Yerushia is to have a brother.
Yeah.
Says the Gemara. Let us say, Gemara has an interesting question. Let us say, maybe that we're talking about the brother's wife. You're telling me there's an extra pasuk which says achichu. Maybe both psukim are talking about your brother's wife, not about your brother. Both of my brother's wife on your father's side. So I need two psukim for achizach. First of all, chom pasuk the yesh labani chay bayla. If she had children, while her husband's alive, you're not allowed to live with your brother. And then your brother divorces her or dies, you're not allowed to live with her because achizach. That's one pasuk. And the chadav pasuk, the ain labani b'chay bayla. Why the husband is alive, but he divorced her, but she had no children. You would have thought, well, he divorced her. Why can't I marry her? So I need a pasuk. You know, because my brother's alive, it's an eishes ach. So that's when you two psukim, not to teach you regarding whether the ach is on your father's side or on your mother's side. You thought, because an extra pasuk, we learn bein ach by name. There is no shemini bol for her. One is yesh labani, one is ain labani. Even ain labani, if the husband divorced her, it's still usher to you, because man, the husband's alive.
And irrespective of how he's a brother, whether from the mother or from the father.
You no longer have an extra pasuk for that.
So when you say, can't marry,
that's the question we're asking.
Can't marry sister, irrespective of how you are a brother to this guy.
Whether it's mother or father.
Can't marry sister.
Sorry, can't marry the wife.
Brother is a wife. Makes no difference how he's a brother. That's right. Says the Gemara, no, for that we don't need an extra pasuk because ain't la bani chay bayla. She had no children while the husband's still alive and he divorced her. We know from another place, but that I've hun in Afka. We know from other places that you cannot marry. We had in 2 years ago in the Gemara from other psukim. And therefore, what do you need a second pasuk? For Gemara, I can still use other pasuk for something else. Maybe they're both talking about your brother from your father's side and your brother on your mother's side. There's no Isa Beishlach. So I want you to psuk for. Chodah the Yeshla Bonim Bechayiba. She had children while the husband's alive and he divorced her. You're not allowed to live with her. Chodah the Yeshla Bonim Lacham Mrs. Baila. Let's say she had children, but her husband died. You would have thought that maybe she can marry, that maybe the mitzvah of Yibum is to marry your sister-in-law. That's what I tell you, don't. Freddy Gemara, for that you need a pasuk to tell me, don't marry your brother's wife if you had kids. Am I still talking about your paternal brother? Yes, Labonim Lacham is a brother. So you don't pass him to Amr Rahman. Since the Tedek clearly says, Shayin Labonim Tedek, the whole mitzvah of Yibam is only if there's no children. Obviously, if she had children, you're not allowed to marry her. I don't need an extra pasuk for that. Ha Yesh Labonim Asura. Says, no, I can learn different ways. Number one, Dilma, if there's no children, ain't Labonim Asura La Alma Vashal Yom. No children, she's not allowed to marry anybody else but the brother-in-law. Yes, but if you had children, you had the choice. Maybe he's allowed to marry her. That's when you need extra pasuk. No longer an extra pasuk that you're even on your mother's side. In another way possible, ain't love, but no children is a mitzvah to marry. Yes, but you're allowed to. A third way, inami, ain't love, but no children. No children, then he marries her. Yes, labanim loy. You're right. If she had children, you're not allowed to marry her, but it's only mitzvah sake, because the Torah says, marry your sister-in-law if there are no children. So if you're medayik, but if there were children, it's a lav habom miklal asei, a lav habom miklal asei, there's no malchus here. So therefore, we need an extra pasuk to tell you that no, she knows mamas and isher, isher. And it's no longer an extra pasuk to tell you that the och only dafka make no difference the father's side and mother's side. But I'm going to say, Koshik Rachina says on the Pasig, Erbas Achiv Gila. And they need extra Pasig. Says, Igmar Baite. Igmar said, there's a third Pasig. Erbas Achiv. It says in this very Pasig, Erbas Achicha, Erbas Achiv Gila. It says in the Pasig, if a man takes his brother's wife, she's a Nida. Erbas Achiv Gila, that's like an extra pasuk. Adin miyu, and that extra pasuk teaches you about Ein Labanim is an iser. Yesh Labanim is an iser. What's left here for an extra pasuk to teach you? Simon of a Simon aim. Says the Gemara. Aimer, why did we say? Aimer say Eishes Ach min ha aim ke Eishes Ach min of. to tell you that, well, that's the same. Ma ages och min of l'achamis l'bay l'sharia. After the husband died, mutter. Af ages och min aim l'achamis l'bay l'sharia. Maybe we should learn that the mitzvah of Yibum. Maybe they should learn the mitzvah of Yibum is of your brother on your mother's side, you should marry your sister-in-law. As you would think. And Gemara here should have answered, but we learned before, it has been Yerusha. Gemara does. Gemara says, Amakra. If you look in the pasuk where it says, Erbas achicha he, what's he telling you? He bahavasa tehei, that she remains asa to you, even if her husband dies, no children, she remains asa to you when it's on the mother's side. That's how we learned. Says Gemara, since at the very end of all that royas it says that they're all the same. And get cutters and for Avihi and get cutters, why did the Torah spell out cutters by Achoisa, by your sister? By punk there. In the beginning of Sechti we learned all the dinim of Tzaras on left from Achoisa. But why does it spell out cutters by Achoisa? Says the Gemara, like Rav Yechon said, to teach you Sheimas and Kulam Helmecha, let's say you live with all that royas in one go. You didn't know you're not allowed to live with your sister, your mother, and your mother-in-law, and everybody in one helen, and you're all b'shayi. Do you bring one korban chatos or many? How do you know chayv kolach avach every one of them? You know how you know because it says korban by achoisa, just like this is one of them. It says full.
all at once, b'shayi God. Whatever.
No, meshech at least a few days, but he didn't ever. No one ever told him. Now it's awesome.
He was asleep at the time.
That's right.
Well, he didn't realize he had all these relatives. He didn't realize they were related to him.
Exactly. Or each time he had a relative, he thought they were dead.
He was pressing against the wall. It turned out to be his mother-in-law.
No, she fell on him.
Oh, behavior.
He fell on her on the roof. He fell on her on the roof.
All Rabbi Yitzchak Dama says, Kol Chayav Krisis Bechlala. Rabbi Yitzchak says, but no. All Chayav Krisis were included. He learned different shalos together. You know why it says Kol Chayav Krisis? I teach you that each one is a separate Veda. But L'doyne B'kol Malkus. That if you gave a warning, you should know that there's no Malkus there. Any lab that you're supposed to get Kodesh for. There's no Malkus there whatsoever. Because a lav, just like we have a rule, a lav shenitin lazharos misses bezin. You don't get malchus. So he learns a lav shenitin lazharos kodes. There's no malchus either. The chalav b'nol. How does he know to divide and separate that if you live with your mother, your mother-in-law, and everybody else, and that be helamachas, you bring different kabbonis. Nafkla, he learns it out from the pasuk where it says the el isha, but an isha singular, but neither to masa leisikra, but in singular, the chayv kol isha v'isha to be chayv and every single woman separately. It says by it says aridim yiyu. There'll be aridim. What does aridim mean? Lomali aridim l'chayr is kodesh, right? There's no children. We had an enemy cotton. Aridim means you have no children. Why does spell it out? We already know the old chayv kodesh. Why does it say aridim over here? It's like to teach what the rabbi said. What did the rabbi say? The rabbi, Rami, the rabbi has a question. One pasuk it says by your brother's wife. It says aridim yiyu. They will be aridim. Uksiv, and it says in another passage when it comes to the end, it says over there, aridim yamaisu, that they will die aridim. Why change the lashon? Yiyu means
means one who buries their own children, right?
Aridim yamaisu sounds like that right now they have no children, they're kinderlos, they're childless, and that's how they're going to die. Aridim yiyu means right now they do have children, but they're going to become aridim. So what's going on? What are these two different kalalos? Haketzet, goes like this. Yesh leibonim, if he had children, kaivin leib. He will bury the kaivin. He will bury them, chas v'shalom, before he passes away. Ein leibonim, if he had children, he'll die the way he is. So what do you need both speaking for? Just say he has no children. Itzich lemichtev aridim yihi yu, itzich lemichtev aridim yam musu. Why? Because achman aridim yihi, they will be, hamer, I thought, ad chatei, I would have thought, all those kids that were born before he sinned, they will die. Aval mechatev eilich leib, but anybody who's born after sin, they're not included. They weren't part of the sin, so they will live. Kosher Rachman Aridim Yamusu. I don't care. Regardless of when they were born, you're going to die an Aridi. No, so just say that. Because Rachman Aridim Yamusu. I never thought Mechat Meifaket. All those. I mean, right now you're an Arid, and anyone born afterwards is going to die because of your Mechet. Avol Mikar. Those were born before. Light. See if you need both. Haro. We learned before that Haro is also a form of Kinyan by Yibum. And we said Haro the Chayiv Laminon. How do you know that if you had a relationship? But by Kodesh, we also learned that Haro is enough. How do you know that if someone's also like a Chayiv Laminon, a Kohen with a Grusha, a Kohen God with an Amon? How do you know that even they just started having a relationship? We'll see more later about Chalik, what exactly Haro is. How do they start having an intimate relationship? How do you know you're already Chayiv? But the goal is Rachmana, because there's another lab where the Tater clearly specifies where it says that. The person has relations with a woman, and it says the shichvazeda. Now shichvazeda means you consummated. It wasn't just the beginning of a relationship; you consummated. and she was a shivcha who was already, you know, married to somebody and wasn't redeemed, he did a lav because he wasn't freed yet. So by the teacher spell out there was a complete bia to teach you, but all of the lavin, even just the beginning of the relationship, is already aser. Shivcha charufa is an exception. Why don't you say midigoli rachmon harob chayav krisis? We have it yesterday, a special limit that by all krisis haros enough is that I, but by loving you need to consummate mikalal dechayav loving gambia. Why don't you say that? The Gemara asks very simple. If it's true that all chayav loving is unique gemar bia, then why did Tefa specify by shivcha charufa gemar bia? If all chayav loving unique gemar bia, Omer Ravashi ke lishtikra mi shivcha charufa. Well, you just don't say anything. And then we don't make, you know, that everyone's chai bia. Says the Gemara, haro, the chai vil lavin tikkuna. How do you know the chai vil lavin tikkuna min olam? Because shivcha charufa, you're learning from shivcha charufa. There's bia, there's shivcha zera, everywhere else is only tchila. Yeah, but shivcha charufa is a lav hashava bakal. A koyin's isa is a much weaker isa. It's a lav she'enu shava bakal. Maybe over there, in order to be chayv, you have to actually consummate it. So how do you know the chayv lav the kunim and on? How do you know that just the beginning of a relationship is already awesome? As we learn out, kicha kicha. It says by krisis ish asher yikach esachoy. So we want you yikach. And it says by a lav and by a koyin lo yikachu. So just like over here, kicha means by krisis it means even hara. So by koyin also it means even hara. Okay, so the Gemara, fine. What about the chayve asemino? What about we learned before a mitzri and by a mitzri and a doimi, you have to wait to the third generation to chayve asay. If you don't, how do you know hara is enough? As we learn out, be a for chayve lavin. It says over here lo yove mamze, which is a lav. And here it says also by mitzri and doimi, it says yove bekal Hashem doy shlishi yove. So therefore we learn be a that was that even at chila. Okay, so you give me more bite. Yivam lo shuk min Allah. And how do you know that a yivam, let's say she didn't have chalitza, she married a strange person, how do you know if he just started having a relationship? Hara is already done a lav. What's the shayla? Ilaman dam a lav, the one who says that she's over a lav if she lives with a friend, the person, nu lav, like any other lav, it's hara. And Nilaman Omar I say, and we, the other one that says that if she marries, she's supposed to marry Yivama Yavila. She marries a stranger, she's over that I say, not she's not over a lav, and a lav Abom Meklal say is only I say. And when it says Lysia, it's talking about something else that, to tell you that the Kedushin are not Taifis, but that's not the Aveda. So then it's an Asay. Asay, we just said Asay also Hadra is enough to make a Chayiv. Ella Yavam, Yavam, and all. How do you know a Yavam can marry Yavama only through Hadra? So we answer, as we learn out, be a. We learn out, be a. Again. So the Gemara, Yavam, Yavila. And I know a husband and wife, if he just has a hara, starts the relationship, is already, she's married to him. Asya kicha kicha. So if you make kaddish with bia, and all you did hara, she's already makudishu. It says kicha kicha. It says kiyikach ish isha. And it says by kaddish, it says by your sister, you shouldn't take.
You have the
that's the most question of Yudam and Aleph, yeah. Not always, yeah. Only unless you have a pircha. Only if you have a pircha.
So was even though you, let's say, this kicha, the kicha,
that's some of the other things, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not, there's no pircha. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Yimei just raised an interesting thing about the Gemara in Kedushin of Yudam and Aleph has a whole shayla. Tchilus be a koina, soiv be a koina. And here, the Gemara says right here, it's hara. I mean, it's not even a question. So I'm going to say that here we're talking about Kedushin and there is talking about consummating, the Nisuyin part. So different Nisuyin altogether. So I'm going to show you more instant Kedushin. So I'm going to show you that over here talking about Kedushin, over there, of a cat, but they're not talking about the same thing. Yeah.
When I was in Yeshiva, there was a bachur, a whole pupil.
I just saw a letter from the Rebbe to somebody. Rosh Hashiva wrote to the Rebbe that he was learning about Baba Kama, if you're Alva there, about a Shilya, and he wanted to skip the Gemara. So the Rebbe said that it's not written in any Sforim that anybody ever became Frei or Grob Jung from any piece of Gemara anywhere, covering, you know, worse things than Ahushilya over there. If it's Taita, it's Taita. And he said sometimes, he said, the kids today, if you dafka don't learn it, they won't even know what you missed out. and they're going to learn it on their own. So it would be better if you learn it with them and
in the right way.
Kids get bored about a shore and boring a shore and they say, what's relevant to me? What's in it for me? Well, what should I learn this Gemara? Someone's not going to learn this Gemara, then you're going to want to learn it.
Maybe. Oh, that's right. Tashas gives an answer here, and the Yerushalayim says, well, the answer will be yes. The Gemara's question there is, you did a full beer. Because you did a full bia, so maybe he shows us clearly your intention was never to be kind to her just with both one condition. Your intention never to be kind with chilas bia because you did safe. But over here, all you did was achlas zatara, all you did was you started and you walked away. So in other words, you had a mind that you wanted to be kind to her only with the beginning. And the shayla here is that good enough or not? The Gemara there is talking about you did the entire, you consummated it. And because you consummated it in a way, you made it worse. That means you showed us maybe you don't want. And the Gemara actually concludes it's safe bia because a person's das is al gemar. And why do you want to say that? Because you taka did the same beer. But here you did not. Here you started and you walked away. Maybe that's what you wanted. That's a shayla. That's good enough. Back to Gemara. Okay. Omar, Rav, Rav, Eba, Zay, since the beginning relationship is enough in all these cases, so why do we need Shikhva Zerba Shikharufa? We already said before to teach about Olavin. Shikhva Zerba is why does the Tata say when you have a relationship with a woman, it says Shikhva Zerba? Well, it doesn't matter Shikhva Zerba. We know that even Tchilis, with a married woman, even just starting a relationship is very awesome. And Shikhva Zerba Saita, why by Saita says also Shikhva Zerba, what are you there for? Said the ish kishka with ish shikhva zera. Okay, that's that. Elisha misecha lasit shikhva zera, the tamabo. By Saita. Says the Elisha amischa lasitin shikhva zera, the tamabo. Okay, the shakhva isha is a shikhva zera, an element in isha, yeah, the nistra. What are you looking for? Says the shikhva is just where you answer kiramra, the teacher all laughing. Okay. That only here you need full beer. Everywhere else is mace. If he had relations with her, but his Ava was mace.
Necrophilia.
What?
Necrophilia.
Is that what it's called?
No. It's not his Ava. He's saying
mace is the Ava. That he's dead. No. Later on, we're talking about if she's dead.
That's a sick.
That was Abhurdus and Bas Kashmir. Pratlam Mishamish mace. That his Ava was mace. To tell you that even though they had a relationship because they was mace, that's gone. It has to be Rol the Sheikh Vazera. That was not Rol the Sheikh Vazera. Okay, honey, that's the one that fits in only one that says that you're potter. She was dead at the time. So look, if she was dead, I always said, what's this happening? Why should it be in a bed? If she's a dead married woman, she's a free woman. The Sarek, I would have thought, Ho Yilacha Misa Nami Gashela, Koyin is supposed to contaminate himself to his wife who's dead. Is that right? If she's dead, he's still his wife. I would have thought that, what? It's his wife. If he dies, she's a free woman. And in fact, the Kedusha, if you give him, we have a whole Gemara there wanting to know what's the mocker that if the man dies, she's a free woman. But if she's dead, she's maybe still the wife. Haraya Koyin can metamit her. So if you have relations with her when she's dead, what's it called again? Necrophilia. When she's dead, maybe you still chayv. Kamash lo, did you not? That's a sheikh zera. Has to be a zera that can procreate.
Necrophilia.
Oh, okay. Fine. The site of Lomli. What do you by site? Ketani, we learned. Sheikh zera prat le dover acher. Exception is if it did a different way. What do you mean dover acher? I want to say the prat le shekin lo shleike darka. When you said to her and you warned her, don't be alone with this person. You didn't have an
even in different manner of relationship.
Yeah. No. So Rashi in the second pshat that you warned her, don't have a relationship with her in a like it akadik way, not the normal way of way people have. Omle Rav said, but you take a chay mishkevei isha. It says a special pasuk mishkevei isha. It says a pasuk. And we live from mishkevei isha. We don't talk about mishkevei zochlin from everywhere. There, it makes no difference. Kedakos or like kedakos also. Elam Rav prat l'shinu derechavarim. What he warned her, derech evarim, he didn't have any relationship with her, but in other evarim, like her bosom and so on. Is that what we're talking about? Okay, so it's a chutzpah, it's promiscuous, but that's what the Tate is going to kill for. That site over there, that's like kinui. Yeah, it's like garnished. Elam Rabaya prat l'shekina lo ben l'shika. He warned her l'shika. L'shika means that the Aver is touching, but didn't go in. He's Hanich Lamandama. Now, it's a big machleki. What's Hara? The one who says Hano, Hara, Zuach Nosazat Torah, Hara is a Tchilas Bia. and Gmar B is the end. Okay, so then the Neshikas Eva is even is not even Hara, and that's why it's Anarosa. Ella Mando Amazu Neshika, the one who said the Hara starts from before the Hachnosa Eva, just the Neshika touching my Yigal Meimer. So then it's Takosa. It's Takosa. What do you mean to my that? Eloy, you know the Chivori. I ask a question for the Chivori. Why would the Torah ask it? I need it. Sorry, I would have thought, big page in the Baal Ramon, I would have thought, so I need to be told that's not awesome. Because I would have thought that anything which makes a husband upset, if the husband knows that this his wife is intimate with another man, okay, the Chivori. The only thing that will make him upset? Will make him upset. So maybe she's still a Saita because you're angry. What's the Indian of Saita? The fact that she had a relationship with a man or the fact that she's hurting her husband? He's defying her, his wishes. Yeah, he said to don't. He said to her, don't have this kind of relationship with him.
More the issue by Saita than the
that's the question. Talk about Saita. What is the issue of Saita? The fact that you're a relationship with a guy or if you're hurting a husband?
If there's no kino, she's not Saita.
Yeah, sorry. But what is the big problem here? We don't know anything happened here. So, yeah, but he warned her. What did he warn her? He warned her, don't you dare have relations with Der Chivorim. That's what we're talking about here. He's warned, this is part of the warning. And she's alone with him. And over suspecting is that. We're not suspecting anything more than that.
And what's all she has to do is to be alone with him. But being alone goes against this particular.
But he warned her not to be. He never warned her don't be alone with him. He warned her don't be alone with him and have.
Exactly.
So and the chiddush is not called a warning, and he's taken out of sight. It's a great question. Why would you think it is? He's warning. Don't be prejudiced. We're saying yes, because we would have thought that the main thing of Satan is not so much what she's doing; it's the fact that she's going against
she's breaking her husband's wishes
and she's disrupting a marriage. Kamashla, no, it has to be more than just that. It's proper. Okay, we would have thought big paid the labal to Rachmana. Hoka copy. Kamashla, no. Amash Moshe Shmuel Haro. Now let's go to his machlekes. What's exactly Haro? Zun Nishika. As soon as the Ava touches, that's already considered Haro. Mashal la'adam is a mashal to compare to a person shemaniach etz boy al piv. A person puts his finger on his mouth. Ef shesholicha basa. It's a possible that you don't move the flesh around. Or also, it's a possible that things don't happen. Says the Gemara, Kiyosah Rabbi Chana, when Rabbi Chana came, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, he said, Gemar bia b'shivcha charufa. When the Torah says b'shivcha charufa, it has to be b'shivcha zera. That's Gemar bia. You know what Gemar bia is? Zu hachnosas ha'torah. Gemar bia is hachnosas ha'torah. So what's hara? What's hara? Hara would be, if hachnosas ha'torah is gemar bia. So what's hara? Hara is neshika. That's hara. Mosiv Rav Sheitzer. The question says shichva zera ein chayv el abia semidik. It says by a shivcha rufa. Shichva zera in a chayv until you discharged, which l'cheder is gemar bia, not just hachnosas ha'torah. My love, miru gid, when you discharge the shikh vazera. Like miru katora, when you discharge that Torah, which means you put the whole entire Torah inside. That's what Gemar B is. So Hara is before that. He also, so that's what Rabbi Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yechon. That achnos is a Torah, that's Gemar B. Hara is the shikh. He also, Rabdimi om Rabbi Yechon, Rabdimi came to Rabbi Yechon. Hara zu achnos is a Torah. No, the shikh, that's not even Hara. That's the pre-stage. Hara is the Hachnosa Torah, and Gemar Bia is Gemar Bia. What's Shikha Zera? Omer le said to him, you say that in Rabbi Yechon, but Rabbi Bar Chana lo yamar ochi. Rabbi Chana said Rabbi Yechon differently. He said that Hachnosa Torah is going Gemar Bia. Omer le who? He said, oi, ihu shakroi, oi, ano shakri. One of us is a liar. Instead of saying we made a mistake, and before we had a whole Gemara by Kapot over there, Himavchia, trying to explain how they both said the name of Rebbe something, and each one, how was it possible to make a mistake? Here, no mistakes. One of us is a liar. And you'll see in a minute who it is. Kiyasa Ravin, another Talmud came, and he said, Neyla B'yechon, Harozu Achnos HaTorah. Harozu Achnos HaTorah. In other words, that Avdimi was right, and who's the other one? And Rabbi Chan is a liar. Strong words. Strong words. Says the Gemara, Adiraba Baba Chana Bali Poli, he definitely argues about Chana because he says that Haro is Hachnosa Torah. Or about the Shmuel Mileva Poli, is he also arguing Shmuel? Shmuel said that Haro is even the Shikha's Haro. When he says that Haro is Hachnosa Torah, does he mean and not the Shikha? Or does he mean it starts from the Shikha and works all the way through to Hachnosa Torah? That's all part of Haro. Loi, no, Lavdavki's arguing, Minashika, Vadachnosa Torah, Rokarle. It could very well be that he holds that entire process from the Shikha. Even the Shikha alone is already considered Achnosa Torah, is already considered Hara. Ki osa Rav Shmuel bar Yudan bar Yechanan. Rav Shmuel, Yudan bar Yechanan. Harazu hachnas haTorah. So we have three Talmidim of Rav Yechanan. So definitely Rav Chan was a liar.
How many things kiosk somebody of Rabbi Yechanan? How many of them do you have in the three or four versions? Usually it's only one or two.
That's right. Usually have Dimi and Abba, they argue.
You already got three on this inyo.
You call him a liar. This is not Stamazi.
Yeah, what I'm saying, but it's obviously, this inyo,
you got
three.
It's obviously a very important thing because
the whole Kulatil, Kulam Rabbi Yechanan, Kiosk, Rabbi Yechanan, there's one guy you can report.
Kiosk, Robin, whatever.
Yeah, but I'm saying, two, three, one guy.
True, but he goes further. He goes like this. Let's finish Gemara here. Rabbi Yechanan said, Hara is achnos haTorah. What's Gemar B? Is Gemar B a mamish? Mekan ve'elach. But before the Hara achnos haTorah, ain't the el shikar potel. You had a question. What about the status before the achnos haTorah? Is that also considered Hara? Or is that only the shikar zeiv and yinachayiv? He said mekan ve'elach. Before that, ain't the el in the shikar upotel. And he's talking achayiv. Anything upolig adishmol agdishmol. I think we have enough for one morning.